Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So it's time for you to grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are getting for today. And we will begin, as always, by introducing ourselves. And it seems that DC is running late today, so I will start with me. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom that I gain from my divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many, many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And I now stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged. Everyone is given the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. And scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll see Learn More buttons. The Learn More button under DC's picture will take you to DC's Facebook page. So that is one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but please look around that website. There is lots of information there, and you may just find what you have been looking for. And that is really what we're all here for. So, I thought DC would be here by now, because this is normally the part where she talks, and I get to type, and now you get to hear me type. Okay, let me finish this, and then we will see how Jesus wants to handle this. See what Jesus wants to do. And one of the things that I was experiencing this morning is a realization about suffering. A little while ago, I started reading and connecting with the book, The Sophia Code. And this was after I had decided that I wasn't going to do that, and now, you know, I am doing it. So, I've read the book, and I've listened to it on Audible, and there's a lot of talk in this book about suffering and struggle, and the beliefs that we have say that we have to suffer and struggle, that we believe it is normal to suffer and struggle. And I find that that is all really rather interesting. Because the more I look at it, the more I see it. And one of the places that we were taught that we are supposed to suffer and struggle is when we look at the life of Jesus. And we look at the death of Jesus in particular. And he suffered and he struggled. And it just, it's been used as a reminder to us that we are not going to have these, you know, wonderful, flowing, happy lives, that we're not supposed to have those because he suffered and struggled for us. And so we must show our gratitude to him by continuing the suffering and the struggling. And when I'm looking at this, you know, I'm looking at my beliefs and how I feel about my life and everything in it, and I'm seeing how this is all interwoven throughout everything. Because I was raised, you know, in a Christian home, and that whole suffering, struggling thing was totally accepted. No, not just accepted, expected. So that you weren't even allowed to imagine a life without that. Just think about that. We were actually taught that we must suffer. That suffering is a natural, normal, required, essential part of life. And still, when I think about it, you know, it just seems so incredibly huge. Yeah, because it's there, it's right there in our faces, and we don't even see it. As we were taught that it's supposed to be there. You know, it's the elephant in the room that's been painted to blend in with everything. So that even though you run into it every day, you never actually see it. Okay, so here is a message from Jesus. And I'm assuming it's going to have something to do with suffering and struggling, but, you know, I don't know. He can take it anywhere he wants to take it. So this is the message from Jesus that he wants to share with us, all of us, right now. My beloveds, yes, you have been taught to suffer and to struggle. And even as we speak these words, so many of you are looking at your lives for the first time and seeing that it is true for you. Some of you are suffering and struggling right now in this moment. Some of you are suffering and struggling with getting started with your day, with doing what needs to be done, with thinking about how you're going to find the money to live your life, how you're going to find the time to do the things that you really want to do, how you're ever going to make your life work. And you have this underlying belief that says you're not. You're not supposed to. Your life is supposed to be a struggle. You are supposed to suffer. It makes you a better person. And we recognize that a lot of this is based on my life on earth. That is not what I came to teach people. It is not at all what I came to teach them. In fact, I came to teach them that they don't need to suffer and struggle. I came to teach them that they have the power within them to create the lives that they desire, and that when they connect fully and completely with their own higher self, and they allow that beautiful energy within them to be guiding them in every moment, there is no suffering, there is no struggling. It's just a matter of being who you truly are. And who you truly are does not suffer, and who you truly are does not struggle. Because who you truly are knows they are powerful, that they have the power of the Creator within them, and that they create their lives in their own way. And each of us is unique and different. And that is the way it is meant to be. Because each of us is an expression of the Creator. And the Creator values every single expression of the Creator. When there is no one that the Creator condemns. Never. Not ever. So there is no one that is born into life simply to suffer and struggle. No one. No one. No one. And we want you to let go of that belief that you have to suffer and struggle. And we realize that we are talking about a huge belief because it is in every aspect of your life, in every aspect of your culture. And you find it coming up over and over and over and over, and you find that the best movies involve suffering and struggling, and the best books involve suffering and struggling. And it's all about accepting that you are going to suffer and struggle, and that maybe someday you can actually come out on top just for a moment and have victory over the suffering and struggling. So it's all actually worth it. But we are asking you to start letting this go. You see, you often hear people talk about creating heaven on earth. And think about that. If you are creating heaven on earth, why on earth would you need to suffer or struggle? Heaven is not a place that is designed for you to suffer and struggle. It's all about living in the love, flowing in the moment. Allowing everything that you desire to flow into your life, unrestricted and uncompromised. It's about you opening up to the truth of you. That's what heaven is all about. And so in order for you to create and live in this heaven, you have to let go of these old beliefs, these old ways of being, these old ways of thinking, these old ways of suffering and struggling. Now is the time for you to start letting this go. And we encourage you to do so. To recognize when you have gone down that path that says suffering and struggling is required right now, and to realize that you still have a choice. And that you can make a choice to let it go. To move forward in your life without any need to ever suffer or struggle, that you can allow your life to be created with love, in love, from love, with nothing but love. And you see, that truly does give you the freedom to live, the freedom to be who you have come here to be, because you are so much more than you realize. So I encourage you, each and every one of you, start noticing it when you are suffering and struggling, and to stop in those moments to breathe deeply and to take back your power from the belief that you're supposed to suffer or struggle, to take back all of your power so that you are no longer creating suffering and struggling in your own life. And we know that this will help you create the heaven on earth that you are destined to be a part of. We love you. And please, if you are suffering and struggling because you believe that it is something that I want you to do, let go of that belief now and forever. And I will send you multitudes of angels to help you let that go, because I do not ever want you to suffer or struggle. Not for any reason, not for any length of time. That is not something that I desire for anyone. Where you are perfectly safe to let go of suffering and struggling in your own life. I love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share. And DC had an appointment this morning, and she told me that she would probably be late. I didn't think it being late would take quite this long. So I am going to go ahead and end the show and let you all think about suffering and struggling and how to let go of it. And DC and I will be back on Thursday. We send you lots and lots of love. And we hope that you do succeed in making the changes in your life and letting go of any need to suffer or struggle. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.